Blog Talk Radio.
Conclave Radio. I am your host, Clint Johnson. I'm joined again this week by none other than the man himself, the man, the myth, the legend, Casey Hall. Casey, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great. I wouldn't say all that, but I appreciate it.
Well, hey, we survived another week. It just kind of, in a way, it just kind of feels like we just ended our last conversation, and here we are again.
Yeah, there you go. We're on a roll.
And I really think, to be honest with you, I think we've already made an improvement. I had a little technical issues on my side, making sure I had you unmuted, and so I think we've already gone leaps and bounds better than we did last week.
I mean, hey, I think every week might just be better and better.
That's what I think, and I'm wondering if maybe, and what we're hoping to do is in the next.
Hello. You cut out on Clint. Yeah, a few more technical difficulties, but you know what happens. All right, let's see if we can get this back up. I got the notification that I'm unmuted, but I cannot hear Clint Johnson.
Hello?
Hello? Is that Michelle?
Yeah.
Hey. Well, at least I can hear you. I don't know where Clint went.
I wonder if he, like, hit a dead spot or something.
I don't know. Maybe you just, again, having more technical difficulties like always. Well, this is going to be interesting without the host.
Yeah, it is. Is he going to call back? Or?
I don't know. He's the one setting all this up.
We got this, Casey. We got this.
Oh, definitely. Well, if the audience can hear us, because I don't even know what's going on. This is Michelle Gann. She's part of the Conclave that meets up every Sunday night, and we are glad to have her with us.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Well, hopefully, Clint will get back to us soon enough.
All right. How about now? Can you guys hear me now?
Hi, Clint.
Hi, friend. It's never good when the host goes off of the air, but I was just talking and I was having a good conversation. And I guess I'm not really sure. It was acting like I was there, but I think then it just all of a sudden it just totally dropped my call. So yet another reason that we should do this show together, I guess, right, huh?
Definitely something for the future.
That's right. Casey, have you welcomed the audience to our guest co-host today?
Yeah, at least I think I have. I did give an introduction, but whether it hit the audience or not, I really don't know. Might as well do it again.
Oh, well, go ahead. Please be my guest.
All right. Well, if you didn't hear me the first time, we are visited today with a new co-host, Michelle Gann. She meets with us every Sunday night at our conclave at Metropolitan Church. We are glad to have her today.
Thanks, guys.
Michelle, how's your day been?
It's been good. I have literally done nothing today. I've been the most unproductive person ever.
Some would say unproductive days are good days.
Yeah, I've been watching Beauty and the Beast all morning. I watched it twice because I just figured out it's on Netflix. The new one.
So are you talking cartoon or are you talking the new one?
No, the new one.
The new one. I haven't seen the new one. I'm not sure
it's
you know
good.
This, but if you watch the new one, you know, you get banned from all churches in the United States. I'm not sure if you got that memo.
Oh, man. I forgot about that.
So this will be the last time we get to talk, unfortunately.
I've been breaking the law for a long time now.
Uh-oh. I heard it was really good. Lisa and Andy saw it that I didn't get to, but they said it was really, really good.
Yeah, I really love it.
Well, so guys, what we, as most of you know, and we'll say hello to them.
What? Wow, I guess Clint's hitting all the dead spots today. I wonder what that's all about.
Can you hear me, Tracy?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can hear you.
Well, I wonder, I don't know if Clint's driving or if he's at home. I figured he'd be sitting at home.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's probably just having another good old conversation with himself.
Probably. I wonder if people can hear us.
I don't know. I don't know if they can. I'm not listening to it. I know Clint usually has it up.
Landon said he can hear us. So all the Conclavians can hear us. So that's good.
Yes. Well, that
Goodbye.
Means. Hey, everyone. Our host is enough for the moment. He's probably really confused right now, but it's okay. Let's think.
All right. Maybe third time is a charm.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey,
now I heard from someone else that they said that they could hear me, but it's very odd. But I know I'm at home. I'm broadcast studio that I always have in the. But I'm gonna try to move around and maybe see if that'll help things. But I absolutely did jinx it. I did jinx us, no doubt, by saying that this episode was going better than last week. So I totally goofed up by that. So I take the blame for it.
Always knock on wood. I've learned that the hard way.
This may be the curse of Michelle. Michelle, are you cursing episode number two?
Probably. You know how I am with technology.
Yeah, I'm thinking that must be the Michelle curse, but that's okay. We're going to muscle through it.
Okay.
So
we can get
last
past
week.
The curse.
That's right. We're going to be fine. We're going to be fine. So what we like to do is kind of on the show is we like to kind of recap what happened last week at Conclave, kind of look ahead about what's going on. We have a really busy and exciting month ahead for Conclave in the month of October. But this past Sunday, we finished up our Wonder Life series, the book by Mike Foster, and it was just a great book and great experience. And so this past week, Life Mark was I am fully present in my life. So I thought we might want to talk about that. What did you guys just think about? We'll start with you, Michelle. What did you think about the last chapter of Wonder Life? I'm fully present in my life. I'm fully engaged and participate in God's big and small miracles in my life.
This chapter was my favorite. I thought that the Life Mark 2 was my favorite, but after our discussion on Sunday night, I decided that this was my favorite because I'm really guilty of not being fully present in my life and wanting to hit the snooze button a lot. So I guess it was just an awesome thing for me to hear because it really has helped a lot.
Casey, what were your initial impressions about this past week at Conclave for Wonder Life?
I really liked this past week because it was different from the past few. Because, like Michelle was saying, you know, I think a lot of people suffer from, you know, hitting the snooze button all that much. And I think this last chapter was more about doing instead of just learning about yourself, but what you can do in order to better yourself, which I think was took a different turn in the book, which I enjoyed.
Yeah, it was one of those cool chapters. You know, you kind of wonder how a book like this is going to really wrap things up. It was just, this book kind of really makes you think and makes you kind of do a lot of self-inspection on yourself, looking in the mirror. And this week, I just thought it closed it up so well. You know, this week he talked about it.
Yeah, he did.
I don't want to go through the effort. I think that's what it is.
All right.
Is it happening again? Really?
You're cutting up just a little bit.
Am I cutting out, or can you hear me at all?
It's going back, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can hear me.
Yeah, I can right now. I'm going to have to finish your sentences for you, though.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, we think a lot alike, so it's okay. But, you know, he talked about the analogy of the alarm clock and how a lot of us hit the snooze button, and he kind of transitioned that into the snooze button of life. What did you guys think about that, how sometimes if we're not careful, we can just kind of bailing out of life just because we don't know what might happen, or we close our heart off to hope because we might get hurt? You know, and he goes into the examples that some people, they try to just numb their feelings out with drugs or Facebook binging or retail therapy shopping rather than dealing with their feelings. And he calls that escapism. And he says it's a way to be absent when you're called to be present. What do you guys think about that?
Well, I enjoyed it basically, so I'm going to end up saying. But basically how it's saying that, like, you know, we all have goals, we all have those dreams, but we push them off because going back to what one of our Conclavians said on Sunday, she said that we think we have more time than we do. Like when the Bible says, like, we don't know when, you know, everything will end or whatever happens, but we just push it off thinking we'll have enough time to, you know, figure out everything when we should be doing it now instead of pressing the snooze button.
Michelle, what was some of your favorite parts about this week?
My favorite part, there's a quote that I really like. It's on one of the pages that we did, and it's talking about basically like reaching your goals and how you don't need clarity and you never really feel prepared for it. And it says, but here's a little secret about blank, which is whatever your goal is or whatever you want to do. You will never have clarity, never feel prepared, and never have time unless you actually start doing it. And I really love that quote. So that was one of my favorite pages. And it says, what blank do you need to fill in today?
Yeah, it's so challenging. You know, me and Casey talked about that last week, how this book is just unlike any other book you've ever read. It's just, it's part of reading to learn. It's workbook. It's a coloring book. It's kind of an all-in-one. But then in the midst of all that, it really just challenges you. You know, and even, you know, one of the pages that talked about little miracles and big miracles, and he wanted you to check all the little miracles in your life that you've experienced. And they're just things that we just take so for granted. But it's like my body works. Well, my body works most of the time. Waking up each morning, having friends, the ability to dream, laughter and smiles, having clean water to drink, sunsets and sunrises, the smell of bacon. Okay, that is a really good one. Music and songs, springtime, random acts of kindness and breathing. And then he goes on to talk about the big miracles in our life, like the birth of a child, being loved unconditionally, God loving me as I am. There's so many things like that, don't y'all think, that we just don't even think about, of huge things that God does for us all the time. But because we're always thinking about something else, we forget about the right now. And so he goes on. Y'all are hearing me, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you cut out for me.
Very good. Okay. No. So he just, you know, at the end of each week, he kind of has a group up, you know, group up time. That's where we kind of go through it together at the end of each conclave session, and we ask, we go and go through the questions that he asks us to. And so obviously we won't go through all of them because we still want to talk about next week and all that. But he says in the workbook, Mike talked about how we love to hit the snooze button on our life. And why is this so easy to do? What does being all in with our life look like? And what does it feel like? What does it sound like? So let's start with you, Casey, this time. What does it look like for you, for people that hit the snooze button on their life?
It's really, the best way to put it is procrastination, which I'm an expert at. But what it's like is just, I don't know, it's kind of just like staying in your comfort level. If like hitting the snooze button is basically staying in your comfort level and not taking the risks that God might want you to, basically, in my way.
What do you think, Michelle? What is hitting the snooze button on your life look like to you?
I totally agree. I think that sometimes things just get too scary, and maybe you just want to take a step back and stay in your comfort zone. And I'm really good at that.
Yeah.
Well, we all are. And one other question is, you know, he talked about, he gave this analogy about some the birds that were in the cage and how the owner opened up the cage and was going to let them free, but they decided just to stay in the comfort of the cage rather than the freedom of the air. I don't know about y'all, but that really kind of spoke to me in a way. And when he read that, when he kind of told about that, how did that make you feel? What was some emotions that came to your mind when he shared that story about the comfort of the cage, choosing the comfort of the cage rather than the freedom of the air?
Well, I definitely had like a sudden realization at that time, because the way he said it in the story is that the person who tried to let what is it, the hawks or the eagles?
I think it was hawks. I think you're right. Yeah.
He tried to let the hawks go, and I remember him saying, the guy said, "This is where you belong. This is what you're made for." And obviously the birds wanted to stay in the cage, and I was, you know, I had a realization like, you know, That kind of resembles like God trying to push us to what we were made for and where we're supposed to be, but we want to stay back in our comfort zones because that, I don't know, that's just because that's where we want to be instead of where we should be. But I had, like, it just hit me like a sudden realization.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Michelle?
Hit me the same exact way. I think that at our age, in our 20s, we don't really know what we're supposed to do, and I feel like that we like to stay in our comfort zone. And when I heard that, I was just like, you know, it's time to let go and fly and figure out what God wants us to do in our lives for Him and for other people.
And he, Mike kind of shared this in the book. It's the quote from that video that we watched. It says, "Listen, your purpose, your destiny is waiting just outside. The window is open. The sky awaits. The kingdom of God is at hand." And he looks at you and me and says, "Hey, guys, are you ready? You ready to fly? Are you ready to love? Are you ready to have some fun? You ready to live the wonder life? All right, then let's go." There was just so many good, rich things. You know, he talked about being present in your life all the time and about the, you know, instead of looking at your phone when you're at Walmart or Target and you're in the checkout line, instead of picking up your phone, he talked about looking around and see if there's someone that who you could give a kind word to or someone that you could pray for, or memorizing the cashier's name and calling him by name. And there was just so many little things like that, and I thought, man, I am just so guilty of all those things. And so it was just a great chapter. It was a great book, and I think it's something that will pay off for all of us. I know as a group of Conclave, I know it was a good book for us collectively just to discuss and listen to each other and kind of build community with one another.
Yeah.
For sure.
No, please, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I liked how we were so scared at the beginning because we were scared about what our answers were going to be. But as we went through it, our answers were kind of the same. We realized that we have a lot more in common with each other. You know, I really love that.
Yeah, I think through the 4 weeks, we were kind of like the diesel engine. You know, it kind of took a little time to warm up and get comfortable. But then once we got going, there was no stopping us. But people were sharing. And I think the more we do that, the better. And that's just for anybody in life, you know, especially when you find people that you can trust and you know that they have your best interests at heart. That's always a good thing. So we've got about 7 or 8 minutes left on our podcast today. So we've got to let's look ahead. We've got some really exciting things ahead for Conclave in the month of October, and that starts this Sunday. So let's just go through it. So the month of October has 5 Sundays in it. And of course, Casey, before we go into that, tell people how they can join us at Conclave each week.
Well, if you're in the Birmingham or Tuscaloosa area, you can definitely come to Metropolitan Church of God off 459. We meet there every Sunday at 6 p.m., and we have discussions and lessons and anything, and free food most of the time. So, you know, always come for the free food. If not, you can follow us on social media. I believe it's on Instagram. It's at Metro. Is it Metro Conclave?
I think it's Conclave _ Metro, right?
I think so. And then Twitter is going to be just Conclave Metro.
That's right. And so we would love for, if you're listening to us, we'd love for you to join us sometime at Conclave on Sunday nights at 6. So this month is kind of a cool month. We have five Sundays in the month. And so we want to do kind of something different. And we're having a Friends of Conclave for the first 4 weeks. And so we're going to have a guest speaker that's going to come in each Sunday night and just kind of talk to us about whatever they want. I've kind of just said there's no topic. There's the only thing you have to go on. Just share your heart. And so for the next 4 weeks. And so that's what we'll be doing here on Conclave Radio. We'll be kind of recapping their talk with us. And we might try to have on a few of those. There's a guest with us on Conclave Radio if we can work that out with their schedule. But the first week is Dr. Tim Stone, who's a physician here in town. He's going to be speaking to us on October 1st. On October 8th, our fellow Conclavian Landon Jones will be with us. On the 15th, the executive pastor of Metro Church, Dr. Mike Wellborn, will be with us. On the 22nd, Haley Houston from Metro Church will be joining us. And then that segments us well into a couple activities that we have. We'll be together on that 29th, as always, but on the 21st. So let's talk about a couple activities. On Saturday, the 21st of this month, we'll be having a tailgate party as we get ready for the Alabama and Tennessee game. So that sounds like a lot of fun. And then on the 28th of October, which is the Saturday before Halloween, we will have a big Halloween extravaganza at my house with a costume contest that it sounds like people are getting geared up for and ready to win the contest. And Michelle, I don't know about you, but Casey is talking a big game on Conclave Radio. He is really thinking pretty high on his chances. He's thinking he's got it in the bag. I'm just going to be honest with you.
Well, I don't think he does. I think that I do, but whatever.
Uh-oh.
Well, since it's just us talking and no one else is listening, I know we had like 100 listeners last week, you know, whatever, our debut week, we had 100 listeners. But so I know no one else is listening. It's just, let's just pretend it's just the three of us. Just what are you dressing up as for Halloween? Just go ahead and tell us. It's fine.
Me? I feel like it's...
Yeah, go ahead. Sure. I probably am, but if you're willing to tell.
I honestly...
Well, let me tell you what I wanted to dress up as. Lisa won't let me. Lisa won't let me. But we were at Toys R Us last night with the kids, and they have an adult, real Ric Flair wrestling robe. Oh, my goodness. It would be the awesomest thing ever. I told her I could go to one of the Halloween stores. I could get the blonde wig, and how awesome would that be to come in on Halloween night dressed as the nature boy Ric Flair. I mean, that would be the coolest thing ever.
Casey, what are you being?
I honestly don't know. I really don't know.
I don't know either.
But
I
like
really
I
don't.
Said earlier, I'm the expert on procrastination, so I guess we'll all find out in a minute.
Yeah, we really already have our costumes. Johnson, the four of us, for a trunk or treat thing, but Lisa and I are going to do the same thing for our Halloween party. Here's a good pro tip. You want to go to the Halloween store before, like, October 25th or 26th, like the same day everyone else is going to go, because then you have to pick and to be, like, a Star Wars super trooper or something like that.
Yeah, I always decide the week of Halloween what I'm going to be for Halloween. I've really been looking, though. I've been on Pinterest trying to figure out what I want to do.
Okay. Well, look, you just can't be coming and saying I just threw something together at home with just some stuff that I had that day. I mean, I'm expecting big things from you, Michelle. Big things.
No, it's going to be really good. It really is. I promise.
Okay, and Casey, high hopes as always. You never disappoint.
Thank you. My procrastination does usually pay off, so let's hope it does again.
That's true. That's true. Well. Let's land this plane. I'm telling you, I was the weak link today. I don't know if it was just – I don't know what's going on. I totally jinxed it because I thought, man, the intro went so well. And, man, it was just great. And then Michelle called in. And I was like, man, we are just firing on all cylinders. And then, man, I couldn't keep a good connection. And I work for a telecommunications company. So that's not a good sign on my part.
Well, maybe
it's
third time's
a charm.
Yeah, and it's Michelle's curse. We can't deal with that.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. We talked about the Michelle curse, so that's definitely a possibility. but we still got through it. We said last week that every week we'll get a little bit better, and so maybe our intro this week was better. The middle, maybe not so much. but we'll get better. We will get better. Next week will be week three, next Wednesday. And before we finish out, let me let everyone know that if you aren't able to listen to us live, we have submitted the podcast to iTunes. And so hopefully in the next week or two, that'll be available. You wouldn't have to come technically to this website to listen to us on demand. You can just subscribe on iTunes and find us there. Guys, y'all have anything else to say before we leave?
I really enjoyed Wonder Life, and I really enjoyed communicating with the whole group, and I'm glad we could share it with some others, even if it's not at Metro.
Me too.
Michelle, closing thoughts?
I really enjoyed the book too, and yeah, thanks for letting me come on and talk to you guys.
You're welcome anytime, Michelle. We're so glad that you called and joined us today. We're glad all of you listened. Subscribe to us on Blog Talk Radio. Look for us on iTunes in the coming weeks. Hello to our friend in Alaska if you're listening. And we will all see you and talk to you next time on the next installment of Conclave Radio. Everyone have a great day.